Wednesday with your host Ali Rock and coach Jackson Bozarth, coming to you again with the Real Life Wednesday episode. Good to be back. We haven't had a Real Life Wednesday in a minute. Last week was finals, so we were kind of fixated on passing and success. Through the grace of God, through the grace of God, we passed.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Good segue. I wanted to ask you before, how much do I have to pay you to do that voice for the entirety of an episode one day?
I don't know if I'll be able to do it one day like that.
It's a smooth jazz radio right here.
But I said through the grace of God because today we're going to talk about like faith and belief, and, you know, we don't want to get too into religion because obviously some people don't believe in God and stuff like that, or, you know, other forms of religion. Mm-hmm. And some are very like one way towards their own religion. Sure. And stuff like that. We're not, you know, whatever you guys believe in, you guys believe in. Right. That's on you. We're just going to talk about some stuff, some stories.
I think we'll talk about religion, but I don't think we're going to try to push it on anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be a constructive argument on why our religion is.
Right. We're not going to convince anyone to be something.
I think that Ali Rock and I actually celebrate two different types of religions.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is asking me like, what religion are you? And I don't know how to answer because mine's not like Christian Catholic. It's like Ukrainian Orthodox. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what is that? I'm like, well, I believe in God and Jesus. They're like, well, so is my religion. And I'm like, well, okay, then we're on the same page, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, our holidays are a little bit different. That's about it.
Yeah, and even then, like, I have friends that aren't even religious at all, and then I have friends that are, I have Muslim friends, I have Jewish friends.
Mormon.
A whole lot of people.
Islamic, yeah.
Even atheists. I'm friends with, you know what I mean?
It's just, and let's get on the topic of atheists. Like, people think it's like, you're atheist. You don't believe in anything.
I did want to talk about that, but let's go into it a little bit later.
Okay.
When I go into that. My first question for you was like, do you believe in God?
Yeah, I don't think like God's like a person though. I don't think there's this human being, because no one has like a mural of God. There's always Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I think that God is real.
Right.
I think it's more of like, I don't know how to describe it. But, like, I do believe in, I grew up going to church, stuff like that with my parents. And in Ukraine, church is very, like, it's part of your daily, like, life. That's life, you know, like, every Sunday, everyone in the town goes to church. You know, it's not even a question. You know, my grandma she walked to church type of stuff, you know. And my mom, when we were younger, she made it, like, a priority for us to go every Sunday and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes life got in the way and she didn't like not going, and now it's like we just go on big holidays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, and I used to pray before going to sleep and stuff like that. My mom taught me that. And I went to Bible school. Is that what it's called? Bible school?
Sure.
In Ukraine, it's called something else. And then I got baptized when I was younger. So, you know, it's kind of part of my growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born with it, and that's what I want to probably pass on to my kids.
Right. Do you want to pass on the Ukrainian style, or what's...
You know, and I'm not trying to force it on my kids, like, but yeah, I'm going to, like, whatever I learned, and I only know, like, prayers in Ukrainian. I don't know them in English.
Like, you don't know the Our Father or something?
No, I don't know any of them. I know in Ukrainian it's basically the same, like, translation, and we, you know, we do the cross on our body, we do it with, like, three fingers because they represent something else.
Oh, really?
Do it
with like two. The Trinity?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys do? Like the Trinity?
You do it like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that. Boom, boom, boom.
Interesting.
And I was like, oh, that's so weird. Well, I'm like, well, I'm doing basically the same thing as you.
Yeah.
It's just a different form. And we just say a different prayer, this and that. And I kind of like, I had to look it up sometimes because I'd be forgetting it. Because I used to pray a lot, and now I don't.
So like when you pray now, do you do it in English or Ukraine?
So I do the prayer in Ukrainian, but when I speak to God or Jesus, I talk
like the prayer itself is in Ukraine.
Yes, but I speak to him
in English.
Yeah, because I don't really find like he'll understand me either way, right?
Right.
I don't have to speak to him in a certain language.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so. He's like, when you go up there one day, he's like, you never talked to me. He's like, well, I was trying to.
Yeah, I could get a dictionary and start English to whatever dictionary.
Yeah, you know, I've always found it interesting certain customs that religions do. I just think that it's cool to see that, you know, people do different things and stuff like that. So it's always been a world, an interest of mine.
Yeah, one thing is, like, a lot of people, what they notice about Ukrainian churches is they're very unique in architecture.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just been, a thing throughout, like, centuries, where that is very, like, unique compared to everything else.
Sure.
And everyone knows, oh, that's the Ukrainian church, you know. And I remember in Baltimore, I went to school, and the middle school I went to was, like, a 4 or 5-story building, and it looked over, like, sort of, like, not the city of Baltimore, but, like, you know, just a layout. And then the one thing everyone noticed was, like, a gold dome, and that was the Ukrainian church. And I was like, oh, that's the Ukrainian church. Everyone knew that. You know, and every church, Ukrainian church I've been to is very unique in some way.
Does the Ukraine have different religions, or is it all one, like that, what you said, the Ukrainian Orthodox?
Well, from where my family's from, it's basically all the same, but I'm pretty sure on near the Russian border, there's some else.
Like different derivatives.
Yeah, maybe like Muslim and stuff like that. Sure. Jewish people as well, like, no, I don't know what they preach. Muslim, right?
Jewish people are not Muslim, no.
I'm not sure, see? This is where the mix-up comes, but like there are Russian Jews and stuff like that, and they're on the border.
Right.
So whatever they practice. It's not like,
sure,
so it has to be this religion.
Okay.
Yeah, and also the Ukrainian, like, you know, in America, it's like in God we trust.
Yeah.
It's like ingrained into the Constitution. In Ukraine, they don't really have that.
Okay.
You know. So.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah, practice
different
whatever.
Shirts for different folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I am a Catholic. I practice my religion. Probably not as much as I should, but I do practice it. I do go to church. I am baptized. I've received my first communion, and I am confirmed within the church. So Catholics, they do a couple things differently and stuff like that. And I'll get into it through the course of this episode. I was actually not baptized until I was 13. 13 years old. So when I was growing up, my parents didn't baptize me. Because when they were married, they weren't very big on religion. I think they've always had a belief in it, but I don't think that they ever found themselves, you know, swaying to one religion. And I think that's where religion is these days. It's like, well, if you believe in this, this is what you can only believe in, right? Which is good and bad, I think. But so they kind of gave me the choice. And then I was growing up, when my dad got remarried, my stepmom was actually a Catholic. And I don't think, you know, we used to go on the holidays quite a bit, but it was until my grandfather passed away, her dad, that we actually really started going on Sundays. And I think it was just kind of like a safe haven for her, you know what I mean? It was just one of those places where she can go and be one with God and stuff like that and have prayers. And I think what the church did for her, what provided a safe spot. So that's when we really started to go, and that was around my sixth grade year. And then she started getting more involved in there during the weeks. And then that was kind of when I decided, well, hey, as a kid, I don't think like a kid in general really likes going to church at all. No. Like, you know, we've all been there as a kid, especially on Christmas or stuff like that, Hanukkah, whatever people celebrate. No one really likes going. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, as a kid, you just want to get your presents and stuff like that. But as a family, we started going. It was actually kind of nice. And I do remember, you know, being 11, 12, 13 years old, kind of realizing this is something I wanted to be a part of more often. And that's when I decided to go to the high school that I went to. And I've talked about it before. I went to a Catholic high school. So going into high school, I had just been recently baptized, done all that stuff. And I was fortunate enough that the Catholics, when you're that age, you can do all in one. It's like shampoo, you know what I mean? It's like the 3-in-1 combination. So that's what I did. surpassed a lot of people. So, and usually if you're baptized, the Catholic thing is, you know, when you're baptized as a kid, then you receive your first communion when I think you're 8. And then right as you're about to graduate high school is when you get confirmed within the church. Well, I was 13 and I had it all. So it was pretty sick, you know, because a lot of times you would try to hang out with someone on a Sunday in high school and they'd be like, sorry, I have to go to the church. I have confirmation stuff I have to do. Which was really interesting. So whoever's not Catholic right now is incredibly confused on what the hell I'm talking about. But if you are Catholic, you guys do remember like some of the stuff that we had to do.
You went to a Catholic high school.
I did.
Private.
Yeah. I did. And it was interesting.
You guys actually had classes about religion.
About God, yeah, and stuff like that. We had to take theology classes. And it was even then that I really started to learn more, because I remember going into high school and I really struggled with it at first.
Struggled with what?
With theology. And we'll talk about
you gotta explain the focus
theology. So ology means the study of theo, God. So mm-hmm. it's a study of God with obviously Catholic,
the Bible,
stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So we would do the Bible, but you would have to take a class a semester on it. And so each one, you know, you'd learn Christian vocations, you would learn world religions, a whole lot of stuff. There's just stuff that you would have to take each year, sacramental stuff. And I remember my first year going into high school, I took it during the summer, so everything was crunched within 2 weeks. And it was really hard for me to catch up because a lot of the kids I went to high school with had already been taking these classes since they were in elementary school, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. they went to a elementary and middle school where it was taught like that. Well, I went to a public school, so I was really behind the curve. And I was also, I did all my stuff, you know, within a year of my eighth grade year. So it was really, really hard for me to catch up. And I remember like being like, what the fuck? Like, what did I get myself into? Do I really believe in this? And that's where I kind of want to go into this, because I don't really want to talk too much about my stuff. Not that I don't want to talk about it, but I just wanted it to be about me. But I wanted to ask you, I think anyone that has believed in religion or anything like that has also not believed in religion at one point. And so I wanted to ask you that. Have you always been one of those people that has had had a belief, or was there ever a time where you kind of doubted a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I heard people say that you have to test,
test your faith.
Yeah, like test God almost, like, and he'll show you the way. But like, I met a lot of people, and one of the people I could talk about is one of my first hockey coach. His name was Coach Steve. I don't know we just call him Coach Steve. But he used to take. He bought a van. Sounds sketchy, but he bought like a big ass Ford van.
White van.
No.
And he put all the ultra boys.
Nah, it was like there was like I had like four rows and shit. He would take kids from the hood and drive them to practice every morning. And he'd drive kids around. He'd pick me up if I needed a ride, take me to practice and back. And he'd always be like, hey, dude. And he got me a Bible for my one birthday, you know. And he said that he lived a bad life, this and that. He did some bad things. But then he, you know, found God and everything went good. He's like, I'm living a great life now. I'm, you know, comfortable where I am. So, you know, people like that, when they find God and they see, like, their life change, kind of makes me think, well, you know, that's good that they have that. But also, I think about all the stuff that's happened in the world, and it's like, you know, some people lose their loved ones, and those are like good kids. I'm like, why would that happen, you know?
Right.
And some people are like, I don't know why God did this, but like, yeah, he was teaching me something or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And they say like God works in mysterious ways, but I never. It's kind of like, it's also scary to test God, because everyone always asks, like, is there an afterlife, this and that? Do you go to heaven? And, I, you know, no one will ever know. But some people have had near-death experiences. Like, well, I've seen my grandma who was, you know, died before I was born. Stuff like that, you know, and I've seen the light, all that.
Yeah.
So, and then some girl said that she died for 5 minutes, and she said that death was very peaceful. She didn't experience any pain or harm. She said, I wasn't at ease with my life. And then they revived her, and she was like, well, now I'm not afraid of dying anymore, because I know it's going to be just, you know, peaceful. But then, you know, my whole family, everyone's believing God, this and that. So it's kind of hard to doubt it.
Yeah.
Because I was raised with it.
Sure.
But I have had my second thoughts. What about you?
Yeah, so like I said, growing up, I don't have like ages 5 through 10 where I can really sit down and remember like going to church heavily. But I do remember in my, you know, my teenage's years going on Sundays and actually believing. But I remember, and I mentioned before, but when my grandfather passed, I really had hard doubts, because the way that he died, it was almost like he was taken away from us, and it was like a really shitty death, right? And then around that time, I remember Sandy Hook happened. You remember Sandy Hook, when that kid came,
shot
all those kids and stuff like that? And it was all like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And that for me is what really tests my faith, because, you know, we're always taught to grow up and be like, oh, try to find the good in people. But it's like, how can you find the good in people who do that to like harmless, innocent babies? You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So there's been numerous times in my life where I have doubted, and I've been like, is there really, could there be an eternal being? But I don't think it was until my senior year of high school where I took a class called apologetics. And for whatever people who are not familiar with that, I'm not trying to insult anyone's ignorance or anyone's intelligence. Apologetics is not apologizing about God. It's actually apologetics means to defend your faith. So I had an interesting teacher there at first, and he was not very a very popular one at my high school, but he was very passionate about what he did. So it was almost sometimes really hard to like crack him, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the way that he approached that class, I always was really grateful for, because when he did it, he started off teaching us psychology. So we learned about logical fallacies and stuff like that, and what they are and how you can refute an argument. And so did that. And then it was, we learned why God exists. Just God. Just God. Doesn't matter what religion you are. If you say Allah, God, Muhammad, any of that, right? This is why someone exists. And so then I was like, okay, well, I know that there's something, right? And then it became, why do I believe in Catholic stuff? And I'm not even going to get into that. But it was really until then that I was like, you know what? I know for a fact that there is a God. I don't know necessarily if my religion is correct, mm-hmm. but I know that there is a God. And then I kind of wanted to talk about a most recent time that I slipped up. I mean, our podcast name is 2 inches Deep. I cuss every episode. I have done some things in my life that I'm not very proud of. I'm a sinner. But it was until then that I recently, I remember Alex and I had like a really heart-to-heart talk. It was probably July-ish. I was kind of going through some things. I wasn't really feeling myself. I did something that I regretted. And I remember I came into work and I was quiet and I told Alex, and he's like, hey, are you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I was still cracking jokes and everything like that. But that night I came home from work, I was driving home and I like literally just broke down. Didn't know what it was. I just broke down. And something like called me. It was weird. And I'm not, again, this is not me trying to put religion on anyone, but I remember like feeling, you know, when you have those moments in your life where you just feel like you have to do something, like you don't know what it is, but just something like tells you you have to do something. So I literally came home and I literally got down on my knees and I was like, I give up. Like, if you are listening, whoever is watching over my life right now, I just give up. Like, whatever you want to do, is it is your will. It is your plan. It is not mine. I'm just I'm just a token into your game type stuff. And I remember like right then and there, I was like, you know what? I need to live my life with a purpose, and I need to live my life to something that I believe in. And I, ever since that day, like I have, and I think Ali Rock and I have talked about this off the mic, I think I've lived my life progressively better. You know what I mean? I think I've been better to my friends. I've been better to my family from that moment on, just because I almost like let off the weight off my shoulders and was just like, I'm done with the certain situation that I was in. And I just kind of went from there. I know that was like a little off tangent, but.
No, that was good.
I think believing in something, to wrap this into another point of our episode today, I think it is important to believe in something.
They say that most people, the reason that, and this is also like controversial, but the reason religion was not created, but like so instilled into people, is because they want to have meaning after life.
Yes.
You know, like, yes. I did something with my life and I'm going to get rewarded for being a good human.
Yeah.
All that.
And so I think that goes into an argument right here. It's like, there's a lot of people, it's called agnosticism, being agnostic, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means I don't know if there is someone. I'm not saying that there's a God, but I'm also not saying that there's a God. And I think that's a lot of people fall into that. I was at that one point in my life. And so for that, this is what I learned in apologetics, was I'd rather live a life believing that there was a God and then dying and there wasn't a God and being like, okay, well, you know what? At least I lived my life morally correct. I did all the right things. I was good to people. Then not believing in God, dying, and then being, holy shit, there is a God, and I refuted you the entire time. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, you know, that. And I've noticed, and this isn't like a knock on anyone. I mean, it is kind of a little bit, but I don't date girls who don't believe in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what religion you are in. I need someone to believe in something, because I've often found that if you believe in something, you are morally a good person, you have a good head on your shoulders, and you want to be, these are all, you know, similarities within the category, but they just want to be good people.
No, I like what you said right there. And a lot of people, like, religion means a lot of things, but since you said, like, you don't date a girl who doesn't believe in anything, that made me think about, like, getting married in a church.
Mm.
And I've never been to a wedding that's not been in a church when they get married by a priest. But I have. You have been and not?
Yeah.
So that's, like, my ideal way. When I do get married, that's how I'd want it to be. But then, and I'm not saying I'm getting married to my girlfriend just yet, but we did talk about it, and she was like, well, I want my marriage to be outside of church and, like, with on the outside and all that. And I wasn't too, like, well, I was like, well, I've never seen it before. Like, I mean, no one in my family does it. And I was like, we have to get married in church. And then the more I started, like, looking at, like, doing research on it, like, it's still, like, marriage is not, doesn't have to be in a church, like, you know.
No, it does not.
Yeah, it's just you two solidifying a bond. But I also think,
you know, if that's something that you want to do, I think the ultimate thing about marriage is compromise. You know what I mean?
No, exactly. And then, you know, there's different meanings to marriage. Marriage is a bond, but it's you guys solidifying a bond for life. And, you know, you guys can still, God is still on your side. It's not like,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big misconception. And this is like, not even trying to be like Priest Jackson over here, Priest Bose, Father Jackson. I think a big misconception is, like, if you don't get married within the church, God didn't bless your marriage. It's like, whoa, yeah, God's always going to be with you, whether you negate him or not. Whoever God is, I'm not trying to put a pronoun. Let me try to be as progressive as I can. I don't think that God puts precedence over a marriage. I mean, I think it's sick if you do get married in a church. It's like, okay, awesome. But if you don't, I don't think that God doesn't approve.
Right, and I've been to marriages that I've done in churches in here, in America, and ones in Ukraine. You know, it's cool. You know, it's cool to see people do that. And, you know, everything that's gonna happen then with religion has always been inside the church. I've seen my sister get baptized in the church. See my friends. I was actually, I don't know if they do this in the Catholic churches, but those kids, like, the priest is, you know, preaching the Bible, and I'm standing there with, like, this, like, cross, and there's a banner hanging with one of the prophets.
Yeah.
I'm just standing there for hours, like, the priest talks. Wasn't too fun, but my mom was like, can I do it? Like, you know, be one with God, and, you know, help out the church.
Yeah.
All that, and I had no idea what I was doing, first of all, because they were doing things where they walk around, I have to, like, follow the priest and, like, do stuff for him, like, hold stuff for him.
Yeah, so I was never an altar boy. I was never an altar boy, but I did help in the church. Like, I used to read.
I'd be sweating. They put this, like, big-ass cloak over me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. I used to be a collect boy. I used to read sometimes. I've done quite a bit. In high school, when we would do mass, I used to be the guy that passed out communities. I was the only one that could. I was one of the only ones that could. I wanted to talk about this too, because I think religion, for as good as it does for people, it also turns a lot of people off. And so that being said, like I said, I'm a Catholic, but that doesn't mean I stand by every single thing that a Catholic does. For example, there's this big, Catholics live by a moral code, and it's very strenuous. Like, it's very, you know, by the book. You go to a Catholic church and you're wearing nice clothes. You're not wearing your street clothes or anything like that. You're in the house of God. You believe by doing good by other people. But Catholics are the most quick people to judge.
No, I've seen also when, like, and this is like, people do this even if they're not religious.
Yeah.
You know? They say, oh, my God. And then you see, everyone's like, hey, watch what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I'm like, man. Like, or I say, what the hell? They're like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, easy there, son.
Yeah.
easy there. And then they'll, you know, behind their back be like, yeah, that bitch is a slut. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it's
like,
yeah, whoa, the okay, church bro. Gossip is insane.
Yeah, church gossip is really, really rough. And that turns a lot of people away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people away from the church just because, you know, you go to the church and it's like you see the regulars and they'll be like, oh my gosh, who is this?
No, I was talking to one of my friends and they said that their parents got married in a church. And then when the parents got divorced, there's a whole lot of, oh my God, did you see this? Did you see that? But like, you know, and then they try to act cool in front of them.
But
like nothing happened. And now they're like, oh my God, they got divorced. Like all that, you know, all this little shit that went in the church is supposed to be love, right?
And that's what I feel, you know, there's two sides of it because for me, and again, this isn't me trying to put religion on anyone, but like if you actually look into the Bible or whatever, or the Torah or other scripts, I know I sound incredibly ignorant right now. Those are the only things that come to my mind right now. But whatever you believe in, a lot of them have a lot of similarities. And I do agree with you in the sense of like you've said, hey, you know, the church is supposed to be full of love. You lose me sometimes. People lose me when there's like a Starbucks in their church or like the Blue Man Group comes out and performs. Because if you look at any script or anything or any biblical or any religion type esque documentation, right? It wasn't all like peace and woo, we love you. It was a lot of like rough times back in the day, like back all the way back in time. It was like people died for the religion, you know what I mean? And so sometimes when I see stuff like that, I don't get upset with it because I do think that you should create a more loving community and a community where you want people to come back to church. But at the same time, it shouldn't be, I'm going to go to church because I'm going to see a live concert. You know what I mean? And that's what
tickets
I'm
going to go to church.
Right. And even on that side, like Catholics, you know, you go into the church and then at the end they ask for money and, you know, it's like, hey, well, we're going to clothe the naked, you know, forgive, the sinners and stuff like that. You know, they preach all this stuff and then they'll ask for money. And it's like, okay, well, did we do all this because you wanted to build a nice, another nice school or a nice church or something like that? Like, what is it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even then I went to a Catholic high school and it wasn't always Catholic. Let's just say that it wasn't, you know, peaches and there's some not Catholic people in there. There's not very nice people. Hell, my high school football coach beat the shit out of his wife, allegedly, he was still my high school coach the rest of the year. So it's like, there are a lot of people that say, hey, I'm this religion, but don't really go by it. You know what I mean? And I'm one of them. I'm not going to act like I, you know, walk around with a puff in my chest and I'm like, Catholic, what's good? Stamp it on there. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those guys.
I do say, like, today I'm not wearing my cross. And I do not, like, I was driving my car and I was like, oh, I grasped my neck. I was like, damn, now I'm wearing my cross. I usually wear it every day. It was a gift from my grandmother who came all the way from Ukraine, and it has Ukrainian writing on a cross, and this is like, it's real silver. She got it from the bazaar from a lady that she knew, you know, blessed by the church. She brought it for me as a gift, and it was one of the most special gifts that I've gotten, because I've never had a cross. Well, I have had one, but it wasn't like a cross. It was Mother Mary, but I wear it every day. There's one time where it broke off and I ended up fixing it, like bootleg fix it, because I was like, I need to wear it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just something that we do. I know you have a few
crosses. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know, it's nice to flex it a little bit. And I like the people who wear the cross earrings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool.
That's a good point, because I do feel like a lot of people will wear it as fashion trends. And I used to. Like, I didn't really understand it. But I'm glad you brought up that point, because there's been a day where I, like, took off my cross or something like that, or my necklace, and I felt like something just felt off.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, you know what I mean?
That's all it was today, man. I was like, it's just weird how that happens.
Yeah, and so I want to shift gears into the fact of, like, I want our listeners to know this is, like, I don't evaluate friendships or relationships with anyone based off of who they believe in or anything like that. I just want people to have a moral compass and believe in something for the greater good. And whatever that is, that's great. You know, if someone comes up to me and is like, I'm atheist, I'm not like, okay, can't talk to you.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things I would prefer if someone, you know, believed in something, but just because I just wish that there was more happiness among us. And I know that's like a false reality that I live in, but I just wish that there was, everyone had, morals.
Let me segue you into something.
Oh boy.
So,
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. So the Christianity is one of the oldest religions.
Mm-hmm.
It started up in Europe, and it was a big lesson I learned in high school. It was my sophomore year history teacher. I think his name was Mr. Desmond. Asshole.
Focus of Falling.
That's his last name. But he told us, he made a big deal about the Europeans going across to Asia and Africa doing a spread of Christianity. They were forcing it upon people. Like, you have to, is the one religion, this. And then, like, reminded me of, and I have nothing against the Mormon community, but I have a funny story to share.
I have nothing against them, but no, I'm kidding.
Nah, I don't like that. But I didn't know, because Mormonism is pretty big here.
Yeah, it is. There's a big community out here.
On the East Coast, I never heard of it.
Really?
It's not, yeah, there is Mormon churches, but I've seen them now, and I've like, oh, that's
well, that makes sense though, because like BYU's in Utah. And
so let me tell you something. I was in California for a vacation, and I saw this pretty nice shirt. It was a polo. And my mom was like, "Let's buy it." It's like $10. I was like, "All right, get it." And I didn't wear it too much. It was like a white and blue shirt.
Copy.
And then I wore it to school one day, Coronado, when I moved here. And everyone was like, "Are you Mormon?" I'm like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, are you Mormon?" No. They asked me, and then my coach was like, "He's like," she stopped me in the middle of the hallway. He's like, "Don't tell me you're fucking Mormon." And I'm like, "No." Like, why does everyone keep asking me? He's like, "We're wearing a BYU shirt," and it was like I didn't know the blue circle with the white Y is a BYU. I had no idea. I thought it was like Yale or something. So I was like, "Oh, for real?" Never wore that shirt again.
Burned it.
And then another thing was, I was playing basketball at a park. Okay. And this was, you know, hooping by myself, whatever. And I see these two kids wearing khakis and white shirts with ties on a bike with a helmet on.
Yep.
Driving around.
Yep.
And they're like, "Hey, man, do you mind if you play?" And I was like, "What do you guys want to play?" They're like, "Well, there's three of us. Let's play like a game of horse." And I was like, "Okay." They fucking wiped me.
Yeah, dude, they're good.
Dude, I don't know what it was, man. Like, they must have been part of BOU basketball team. They're on a mission. They're from Utah, but they go to Vegas for their mission. You know, I've seen a lot of people go to, like, Dominican Republic, all that.
Yes.
Or anywhere in South Africa, really. A lot of my friends went there. And then after they wiped my ass in a game of horse, they're like, "Can we tell you about the Book of Mormon?" And they gave me a Book of Mormon. I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, "Well, I'm not Mormon. Like, do I have to read this? I felt bad. Like, if I throw away, am I like gonna go to hell or something? Like, I don't know what this was." Then I did more research into Mormon religion and kind of found out it's not really intertwined with my beliefs and my religion. But
yeah,
you know, I respect their religion. You know what they're doing.
Yeah, I respect all religions, really.
I hate anyone.
Generalize right there. Because there's gonna be like,
except Satanism.
Yeah, you believe in Satanism, Scientology, huh? Like I said, I think it's just great that people believe in that. But I think one thing that I've realized is, you know, I've had friendships with people who are Mormon, Muslim, Jewish, all that. One thing that scares me, because I do think that for as good as Christianity, for as good as religion is, it also brings a divide within other people and mingling friendships, right?
Yeah.
And so one thing that I've always struggled with is that eternal life, right? And so I could be way off on this. This is just something that I have struggled with. Is I've always wondered when, now I fear God completely. Like, I'm afraid that's one person I fear. But I've always wondered if I make it to heaven, which I really hope I do, because I think I'm a good person. Am I going to be able to see my friends who do not practice the same faith as me? You know what I mean? And that's where I'm kind of like, well, maybe my religion, I'm only seeing it with one lens. You know what I mean? I'm only seeing it with
them. They say, you know, like I told you before, that girl who passed away, she said that death was very peaceful. She passed away. Yeah. She was like, and they say that you're going to live, you're, when you die, you're going to be at peace with what you have and who you're going to see. Yeah. You know? So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't go to sleep like crying and be like, I'm never going to see my
friends. There's one time again when I was like, man, I was young. I was about like 6 or 7. And like, I thought about like the thought of dying. I was like, damn, like if I die tomorrow, that's it. Yeah, like, lights out type, you know?
The thought of dying is not a good thought.
Yeah, so I don't know, I was like literally crying. And I was like, damn, like I would die, like that's it. Nothing came of my life. But now I look at it like, damn, I'm just living, just enjoying the time I have now.
Yeah, I think we talked about this in Real Life Wednesday, fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I just like now I'm incredibly careful with my words, my selection of words, you know what I mean? And like how I am
to other people.
To other people and stuff like that.
Another thing is, no, keep going, I'm sorry.
No. Sorry. Go.
I was like thinking of something and it slipped my mind.
Oh, okay. This is just a really controversial topic. I think a lot of people don't really want to hear this and stuff like that. We just kind of came to the idea of like, hey, let's just talk about it and run with it.
One thing I thought of it again, because I watch a lot of social media videos on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and there's those times you kind of pop up like something really religious.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of couples who talk about like, put God before anyone else, before your family. Mm. Love God before you love your loved one. And I'm like, well, how could I? Like
I don't know God.
Right. Like, man, like God hasn't fucking taken care of me when I was sick. Maybe he has, but I'm like, she's been there. My mom's been there. Like, how am I supposed to?
Yeah.
You know? So that's like one thing I can't get, like, wrap my head around is like, how am I supposed to, like, I'll believe in God, I'll practice what I preach and all that, but like, I don't know about all this.
I think that's actually interesting. I'm really glad you brought that up. That's good stuff there, buddy. Well, my parents are divorced. And then a lot of people that I do know that are divorced didn't necessarily practice religion together. And so I can understand the argument of you should put God within your relationship. Yeah. Now, when you say put God over your significant other, that's where I'm like a little like, hey, exactly. Not because I have a disdain for God or anything like that, but it's just like I feel like God put that person in my life for a reason. And so it is my job, and not to say that I'm above him, God, above God in any way, but I just felt like as a man, sometimes it was always my job to be the one that was looking after them, you know what I mean? And now I haven't been married and nor am I gonna act like, you know, I was some husband, but like with my girlfriends, I could say honestly that, you know, we believed in God and we would go to church sometimes, but I don't think that it was always necessary practice maybe as much as it should have been. So I do think that there's a healthy balance in putting God in your relationship, but first, I don't know.
I think I'm gonna integrate religion into our relationship, just like
I don't think it could hurt.
Exactly. We both believe and stuff like that, but and we haven't really talked about it that much. It's just we both know we're religious because we come to our houses, you see there's a, you know, mural of Jesus or just a cross hanging here or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff like that. But also, when I went to public school, no one, religion wasn't forced on you. Obviously, they can't do that. But there are times where before a football game or before a wrestling match, coach would be like, if anyone wants to pray, come over here. And then that's when, you know, you hug a brother and the coach says a prayer.
Yeah.
Before the game and stuff like that.
See, that's funny because at Gorman, like, we had to.
Yeah,
see, we had to, and it was only Catholic stuff, though, too. And, you know, there wasn't always Catholics on the team.
And it wasn't like that. It was, you know, whoever wanted to. And there, I remember one of the most, like, times where it was most meaningful was when after October 1st happened.
Yes.
The first game after that was in memory of Charles Hartfield, which was one of my teammates' father who passed during there.
One of my youth coaches.
Yeah. Great man. He passed during the shooting and his son played that game. And one of our coaches led the prayer. It was like a big moment because a lot of the Metro Police Department was there and everyone was in the center of the field, both teams, you know, together as one, And that's when you kind of see is like religion brings us together.
Yeah, man. That's a really neat.
And it wasn't just like, well, I have to believe in God. It was just like, you know, God's watching over us. Everything's going to be okay. You know, we suffered this tragedy, but.
So that's a really good point, because I think that it does bring people together. But I also tell people all the time, I think your relationship with God is your own relationship with God. I think too many people try to put their own faith and just, especially within the community of a church or a temple or whatever you go and do, just be like, well, did you do your prayers? Did you do this? I do believe a lot of people, when they say, hey, look, I have my relationship with God and that's my business, and my business only. And for them, kudos to them, because I'm kind of in that boat too, because I don't like to boast on my highs, you know what I mean? And where I'm like, oh my gosh, like I did this, God's proud of me, blah, 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 blah. I've never been one of those people, but I do full on believe that the relationship that you have with God can be subjective and be individual. But I do think that in relationships, I think it's good in friendships. I've had prayers with my friends when we were going through something. I remember when my buddy passed away, like we were all there and we kind of got in like a huddle, and it wasn't even prepared or anything like that. We just kind of like all like held hands and stuff like that, and we're just like, listen, like, you know, we're here, this is why we're going to be together, like this is why we're boys, this is why we're friends and stuff like that. I used to do prayer a lot before dinner, not so much these days, which I should.
We do it. My family does it whenever it's a holiday, like Thanksgiving, or especially our Ukrainian religious holidays, Easter and Christmas and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to do it once in a while. We don't do it every time we eat, and not all our families do, and it's good.
Yeah, and great on them. Great on them. I hope that people don't. I wish more people would just be more loving about religion too, and just saying, hey, you believe in what you believe in, and that's great. You're a great person. Like, I've known people that have ruined friendships and relationships over it.
Yeah, you can't think like whatever they believe in is wrong.
Like, no, like, and that's what I'm saying. What makes your perspective right?
Exactly.
Prove it.
Yeah. And they'll pull out some stuff and say some stuff, but like,
yeah, they'll prove it.
At the end of the day, you're not convincing another person.
No. I think, and that's the thing is, in order to be religious, you kind of have to want to be religious, because I know, for example, and I'm someone that I know that is near and dear to my heart, just doesn't like religion at all. And they just don't want to do it. But family and friends kind of pushed her into do it. And she just didn't like it.
Yeah.
And she's still not a fan of it.
Right. And then the thing they like preach like love one another, this and that. And then, but you're going to hate on somebody who's not your... doesn't believe in what you believe in.
Yeah, and it's really quick to throw stones at people, you know, right. And just be like, oh, so you're religious, but remember when you did this? It's like, oof.
God's watching.
Yeah. Those people. Those are what we call Karens, though. Karens are Karens are typically Catholic. I'm not going to make an assumption or
anything. Well, what is, like, your favorite religious holiday?
Ooh, that's a good one. Based on religion, or, like, religious holiday... or just like something that I practice my religion on a holiday? Or do you want me to do both?
It's up to you. Whatever you interpret it as.
Okay. I practice my religion the most on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, okay.
Just because, like, and I talked about it before when we did like the Spark Bench Cut about how, you know, how much that holiday means to me. But I do, it's one of those days where I do like take my prayer seriously, and I'm like, hey, you know what? Listen, this is really nice, because it's a day that you do get to commemorate that, and I wish it was like more often and stuff like that. Now, religious holidays, I'm not going to say Christmas because that's like one of the most mainstream ones. Easter to me is really brutal, like brutal, really? Especially in the Catholic faith of what Christianity in general. Like, everyone knows that Easter is oof. I would probably say Palm Sunday is an interesting one. It's an unsung one, just because, like, if you ever get into a Catholic church during Palm Sunday, like, they actually hand you, like, palm trees and shit. Like, not palm trees, but the palms from the tree, if that makes any sense. And it's kind of interesting. That's cool. And it's a story about him going down. Do you know the story about Palm Sunday? We'll talk about it later, because it's a long story, and I don't want to, like, miss and form stuff on camp or on the mic.
Yeah.
But that's probably one of my of like unsung ones. Easter to me is just brutal and it's like fun as a kid and shit like that. But like when you get older and you realize what Easter is, it's, you know, the resurrection and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna tell you this. My favorite one, it's tough because I mean it's honestly not really that tough for me. My favorite one has to be, it's coming up actually, it's gonna be Ukrainian Christmas. It's not celebrated on, it's weird because we have a day where we don't have Santa Claus, we call him Mikolai. He comes on December 19th, puts a present under your pillow. That's Christmas. But then there's also another Christmas, religious Christmas. I think it's like the 6th or the 7th of January every year. My mom takes it extremely seriously. She's like requesting off work because you have to cook all day and then have a holy meal. No meat, only fish. Stuff like that. But one of the most like memorable parts is every year when I was younger, me and my sister, my mom would make us memorize these like poems and we'd integrate that. We'd have to sing a song and then we dressed up in like, you know, some religious gear. We made like a mural and all, everything. And we'd go to people's houses and carol, pretty much doing caroling. We'd say the riddle, my sister would switch off, and then...
Like, you knock on people's doors and, like, start singing?
People would be, no, we're not going to do it in Ukrainian to, like, strangers.
Yeah, that's what I was about. I was like, damn, that, like, takes some balls.
No, yeah, my uncle, I'll say it in a second. And then we go over, and this was in Chicago, there's a big Ukrainian community there. I think it's one of the biggest in the U.S., and a lot of my family is there, my mom's side. So we go to their house and carol at each one of their houses, and then we'd sit down and eat. It's custom. Sit down, eat, drink, move on. So we hit a few houses every night. It would be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'd hit, you know, so many people we'd see. And the thing was that they'd give us money for caroling. Like, oh, here you go for me and my sister. And we counted up. Oh, my God, we got fucking money. Isn't that? Yeah, this guy gives 100. This guy gives 20. Some people give us $1 bills, whatever, but... To my parents, it wasn't about the money. It was about carrying on the tradition.
But for you.
But for us kids, man, we kind of did it for that.
And you cashed out.
No, there's times when me and my sister got $1,000 each.
Damn.
Right. We thought it was a great holiday.
I should have learned some fucking Ukraine, man.
My uncle was like, shit, we're making a business out of this.
Yeah. every day is this holiday. I wanted to say one of my other favorite ones is, do you know Ash Wednesday?
I know it, but... Not really.
Ash Wednesday is actually one of my favorite holidays. Like the Lent season, if for anyone that's Catholic or Christian, kind of knows that like the Lent season sucks because on Fridays you're not supposed to have meat. And then you're supposed to give up something that you have or that you love, like a vice kind of thing. But for me, it's always been kind of neat because I wouldn't say that I'm ashamed of my religion. You know what I mean? And I don't think that anyone who practices religion, unless it's like a cult, and the fact of like, well, I mean, a lot of people could say religions are cults, but like a far winged religion where they're harming people or very judgmental, we know what I'm talking about. I just think that it's neat when people see like a black smudge on your face and you're like, what the fuck is that? And you're like, oh, well, it's Ash Wednesday. It's actually kind of one of my favorite ones.
Let's say it's not funny, man. We actually had Ash Wednesday during an assembly in Eastern Tech, my high school before Coronado. I was a sophomore there, and it was a short week. I forgot. We had a game like Thursday or whatever, and this kid, I forgot his name, man, but he was extremely religious. He was the leader of the Bible study group there, and again, that was just a side group that he had. So during our like, we had weird lunch. We had like a 45-minute lunch periods, so he would... I said, come over for lunch. And he's like, you stressed about finals? He's like, God will come help ease your stress. And then come study with us. I never did, but he, I supported whatever his grind was, you know. And it was a black and orange, like pep rally, because that's our school colors, right? Everyone dressed in black and orange. And he was going on saying, no, dress in red for the blood of Christ. Like, something's going on this day. And all you see is like everyone's in orange and black, and he's just all red. So, and no one said anything. No one's like,
oh, so yeah. What Ali Rock is saying is that guy got no tang in high school. Hey. I, this, you know, we've been very, I hope we've been very courteous about this topic, but I just want to say this. It's like, for as religious as I am, I can never be a priest.
No.
I like having sex. I'm not gonna lie.
I think priests still have sex, Alan.
With kids? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I said.
I think that's what you're saying. That's what you're implying. It's not what you said, but you gave a look in my eye.
No, you know what
you
they
said,
say?
You know, when they put that shroud over you when you were a kid.
Well, I heard something that someone said, like, well, having sex can increase your life expectancy by 20 to 30 years.
Really?
And I was like, well, how the fuck do the priests live till 90? They never had sex before. You know?
Well, okay, so that's another misconception. Well, not a bad misconception. I'm sure some priests haven't had sex before, but once you go into the priesthood, you're not allowed to have fornication anymore. Can't get married.
What's his name? Pope Francis got in trouble. Liking that.
Oh yeah, saw that.
That's against the code.
Dude, I'm that's what I'm saying. I'm sure, like, how horny can they be?
Dude, that one picture said, I don't know his Instagram to begin with.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what their fucking safari looks like. It's like busty teen milf mom. And he's like, oh, forgive me, Father, but I gotta do it. Dude, that's one thing. It's like so Catholics believe in confession, and like pornography is a sin. And I just remember being like 8th grade and going porn. In and being like, I'm sorry, I watched porn. He's like, how many times? No, I'm kidding. He didn't say how many times.
What category?
Like, yeah. What are you into, son? You like that shit, huh?
I remember my first confession, bro. I was like saying some of the dumbest stuff, man. Because I remember my dad was like, your mom's been in it for a very long time.
She's been a very naughty girl.
No, I remember going in there and then he was like, what do you want to confess? And I was like, I was mean to my sister and my mom. And he's like, what'd you do to your sister? I was like, I hit her with a ball. I don't know what else to say. I can't recite everything I did bad.
See, you know? I've always wondered, because they can't necessarily see you, but like, what if they recognize my voice and it's just like, I remember you. I remember what you said.
You're on 2 inches deep, aren't you?
Yeah. And like I said, we are awful sinners. So it's like interesting that it's like a big contradictory moment in our show that we're talking about religion and like how we care and stuff like that. But the next episode we'll be talking about
big titty butt
like
fucking.
Literally we're going to be putting Real Life Wednesday, God, or something like that. Let's just say that's our title. And then 3 weeks before it's crazy sex stories. You know what I mean? Like there's just so, like this show just goes so like out of the loop sometimes. And then like we'll talk about sports and shit like that. It's funny. We're well-rounded. Well-rounded.
Yeah. Well,
like
you know, that
plump ass I'm about to beat off to. No.
Well, that was a good talk about religion and faith and all that. And like we say, we support everyone who believes in whatever.
Yeah, we love you guys. Yeah. Whatever you can believe in a square. I don't care. Just live your. Just be good to people. I think that's the moral of our talk. Is just like, as long as you believe in being good to people, we are A-okay.
Yeah.
You're good in my book. I don't care what you believe in.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys didn't feel uncomfortable during any, besides the butt fucking.
the priest and the son, you know, altar boy.
Hopefully no one got offended. We're not trying to offend anyone at all.
No.
We love all y'all. And we pray that this podcast makes it big. That's one of the things.
Big money.
We want to be successful. We want everyone to love us. And this is just some things that we have to talk about. And next Real Life Wednesday is going to be even better topics. So, but don't forget to tune in to our regular episode on Sundays. Always good. Always juicy. But with that being said, thank you guys for listening. And we'll catch you guys next time.